News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, it's time for our Friday phone-in. This week, we're joined by the Labour Party leader, Brendan Howland. Brendan, we're going to get to some of our callers in just a few moments' time, but can we just actually continue with that issue raised by Anne O'Doherty there? Do you think, was the judge right, was the judge in the High Court last week right to say that the screeners should have absolute confidence that a sample is actually clear?
I think the really big issue has been addressed in this, and everybody has been traumatised by what happened to the women affected by cervical check. But the issue wasn't the expectation that the screening, because screening is really one of the most important tools we use now to protect all of us for a variety of cancers in particular, but for a variety of other diseases too. And everybody knows that a screening process is exactly that. It's not foolproof. In my judgment, what people expect and demand is that all the information revealed by the screening would be immediately transmitted to the patient, to the individual. That's, I think, at the nub of the cervical scandal.
Yeah, well, it's not a diagnostic examination. It's about looking for trends and changes
signals that you might develop.
Okay. Did he go too far, though?
I think
looking for that kind of absolute confidence.
The notion that a screening process could give you absolute results, that it could never have a false positive or a false negative, is obviously just not possible.
Okay.
And in that circumstances, we really do have to have screening. And it, you know, what's profoundly worrying now is any notion that we would stop screening on the basis of this. And that, if that issue is there, it needs to be resolved immediately because screening is so important.
OK. Just want to move on with some of our questions because that's why we have you in studio today. The phone lines, of course, are open. We do have, actually, our first question today is from Colin.
Good morning, Brendan. I'd like to ask you a question. Given the lonely position of the Labour Party in successive opinion polls, how can you claim to be the correct leader or the right leader for the Labour Party?
Thanks for the question, Colin. And it's a question I ask myself very regularly. I asked it the day that I offered myself for leadership because we were on the floor then. We had a very difficult general election, having been in government. And that's true of virtually every other Labour Party, Social Democratic Party, who've been in government in a crisis. I suppose I got some comfort from talking to my Dutch colleague. They've been in government, formed a Social Democratic value system in Holland for the last 40 years. Mm. And they went from 39 seats to 9 seats. They actually got the same percentage vote as we did. My judgment is that I have the experience and had the experience, the capacity to hold the party together at a time when it was under pressure, to attract new people into the party, and we've done that. And one of the really, really good things is the 111 local election candidates, 50 brand new people who have presented themselves
with
values.
Just on that,
to represent,
I suppose,
Labour.
Brendan, and look into the future. I mean, we do have the local and the European elections coming up. We're fairly soon going to have a general election. If there's a further decline in the party, would you look at your position then?
But I mean, the notion that you chop and change leaders on the basis of the last opinion poll. I mean, I'm about building the party of values.
Well, no, I'm talking about the elections.
Well, elections, we'll have to deal with elections as they come. But I want a value party, a social democratic Labour Party, to shape policy of our country as we've done for the last 70 years in the social area, in the work area. And one of the things I've been trying to do is get, you know, the back to basics focus of what is the Labour Party about. The name tells you it's the party of working people.
Okay.
It's about having decent quality of jobs, having decent standard of living, supporting public services. And I think people rally to that.
OK, we want to move on because we've a number of questions here, so we want to try and fly through them. This question comes in from George in Dublin for Mr. Howland. What's the party's stance on defence? In recent years, the Defence Forces has almost become ineffective, George says, in many areas due to things like a number of reasons, retention of all ranks and technical grades due to better paying conditions in comparable jobs in the civil service, civilian sector, I should say, sorry, morale due to bad pay, adjustments of pension ages, lack of accommodation, etc. What's your position on that?
I think, it's true, that we have neglected over decades now our defence forces. I think levels of accommodation we provided for them, levels of support and remuneration, even levels of equipment has been poor. And I've been talking to Defence Force personnel, and not only directly, but their support organisations and the wives and partners of Defence Force personnel. Willie Penrose is very strong on this in Westmeath. We have a number, actually, of former Defence Force people standing as candidates as well. And I think we need to do a number of things. I would have a specific Defence Force pay review. I think just they have been left behind because we need to hold on to them. And we certainly need to put the money that we've set aside for big projects like PESCO, for international commitments, to actually be deployed on the ground here in Ireland, providing decent standards of accommodation, pay and conditions for the 10,000 people who are our defence forces.
We are, we've been talking about climate change all morning. Huge reaction from the public to this. Jimmy in Booterstown in Dublin has actually got in touch.
Brendan, I'd like to ask you, carbon tax is not going to go on to reducing carbon emissions. It's going to go elsewhere. I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to go elsewhere. It's not going to reduce carbon emissions. If you look at smoking, the amount of tax that's put on cigarettes, and it hasn't stopped people smoking. So I can't see how carbon tax is going to reduce carbon. Can you answer that, how carbon tax is going to reduce carbon?
Yeah, I mean, taxes do change public reaction. It does. I mean, smokers have declined to 21% of the population. And having a pricing policy is part of the strategy, not the only strategy. So Labour supports the increase that we've set out in the all-party document that we've supported. It's politically, obviously, not the most popular thing, but it's the right thing. But we would do it in a different way. We want to ring-fence all carbon taxes. There's 400 million euros right now. We could increase that very significantly to have what we've called a just transition. And that means protecting people in fuel poverty, retrofitting every local authority.
So ring-fence the money specifically for this area?
Absolutely. Not go into the general maw of taxation, but to have a just transition fund. I spoke last week at an ICTU conference down in Tullamore to talk to basically Bord na Mona workers who are going to be out of a job. But we can employ 12,000 people in retrofitting all local authority and public houses.
So ring fence the funding. I just time for one more question at the moment. Brendan, Sean in Galway's got in touch. Of course, we are talking here in Breakfast Radio. He says he's curious. He wants to know, what does Brendan Howland have for his breakfast? People are always fascinated, actually, by what you eat for breakfast.
I'd say you're a three Weetabix man, Brendan, are you?
I'm going to go for porridge.
I think I'm taking my Barocca now because I'm running around the place. I'm going from here on the canvas again. I must say, it's like jetting up for the difficult questions and you're asked what you have for breakfast. What I normally have...
It's not a trick question.
No. What I normally have, actually, I'm a coffee person in the morning and I like to make real coffee because I just need that kickstart. So I normally I have a juice, I have coffee, and I do have a cereal. I have bran flakes and fruit, if I have the fruit. I don't eat bread very much, but there you are. That's it.
That's very impressive, actually, I have to say.
Only the big questions here on News Talk Breakfast, Brendan.
There you are.
There you go. Hope that satisfies Sean's curiosity. Listen, my thanks to you for joining us in studio, the Labour Party leader, Brendan Howland.